This was supposed to be Matthews and McDavid, and now all the talk is about what's wrong with the Oilers. Paul Coffey, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing? No, looking forward to the game tonight. Two of the best in the game, and two young budding stars. It's going to be great to watch.
We were talking earlier this morning about leadership and how this weighs on McDavid and the way the Oilers are going right now. Looking back on your team, you were a very young team when they won the Cup for the first time. Most of that season, you played at 22 years old. What was the leadership on that club, and was it an issue?
Absolutely not. I mean, we had some great seasoned veterans. The one guy that always comes to mind, our captain, until he relinquished the seat of Wayne, was Lee Fogelman, and he tended to settle everything down. But what we had in the dressing room, when things got a little bit hairy, a little bit out of control, which they do on every team, I don't care if you're Gretzky-led or Austin Matthews-led at all, the biggest thing you need to do is just take care of your job. You take care of your job, you don't worry about anything else, you let the coaches take care of the other stuff, everything seems to fall in place. And I think that's what's happening with the Oilers. They're on a two-game winning streak, and you know, they've got to go in incrementals. They can't worry about the big picture. They just got to win a period, win a shift at a time, and go from there. And I think hopefully they can keep doing it.
Hockey Hall of Famer Paul Coffey, kind enough to join us on Brady and Price. I mean, in Edmonton, I don't want to say it doesn't feel like there were ever tough times. You didn't win the Cup every year, so there's disappointments. But I don't know that you ever went through anything like the Oilers have gone through, Paul, in the last dozen years or so, and like there is now. The market feels like it's changed a little bit, and the screws seem to tighten on players. It couldn't have been all awesome in Edmonton, but it just felt like it was you guys were just beloved by the fan base, not criticized.
Well, that's not true.
Okay, I'm glad you clarified that.
Toronto, just because of the magnitude of it and the size of the people, but Edmonton, you know, we walked into the City of Champions, the Edmonton Eskimos a whole bit, and they're pretty hard on you, but I'll tell you what, as a player, that's what makes you better. You have the foxhole mentality, you gather around your 20 or 22 guys, you got us against them, and that's what made us a better team. And, you know, we had, you know, it's talked about all the time, but it's absolutely true. When you got a guy like Gretzky, that's probably the most unselfish player I've ever had a chance to play with, concerning himself with the team first, I mean, you're always going to get yourself out of binds. The tough thing about the Oilers, Calgary, all those teams out west, when the Toronto Maple Leafs come to town, you're not just playing the battle. You're not just battling the Toronto Maple Leafs. You're battling half your fan base cheering for the Leafs. It used to drive us nuts out there that the Leafs would get a bigger cheer than us when they come on the ice. And that's the beauty of being a Toronto Maple Leaf. You're loved throughout the country.
Was Todd McLellan ever in trouble? I mean, what could there have been a point during this season where he might have lost his job?
Oh, geez, I don't know. That's not for me to comment. I mean, I like Todd. I've met him on a bunch of occasions, and that's not an easy job you have to do. But the one thing you have to do as a coach, and I'm sure Mr. Babcock would say the same thing, you have to get your star players to respect you, to like you, and to somewhat, it's talked about all the time, buy into what you're doing. And you can't continually punish the guys that are going to carry the mail for you throughout your year, throughout your coaching tenure. And I think Todd's done a pretty good job of managing that. I mean, Connor's a young kid. I know Connor's talked to Wayne on occasion that about certain things that go on throughout his pro career. And, you know, Wayne says it's no different. I mean, he always references two guys, himself and myself, about getting a lot of flack from Glenn Sather. But Slats did it for a reason, and for the most part, it got us going and made us better players.
Paul Coffey joining us on Brady and Price, Sportsnet starting lineup. Did you ever come close to becoming a Toronto Maple Leaf, Paul? I mean, later in your career, there were different teams after Detroit, especially there were, and you settled in, played an important role on a few teams that seemed to be in transition. Did Toronto ever enter your mind, or did they ever come calling, or was the fit just never right?
Well, it always entered your mind, being a kid from Ontario. I mean, who wouldn't want to play for Toronto Maple Leafs? I mean, that's... was my favorite team growing up. I took a 20-year break and came back, and it's still a team I cheer for now. There was a time in 87 when I had my holdout with the Oilers. I was sitting at home in Malton at my parents' house, and Gary LaRivière called me up, who was an assistant coach and my one-time defense partner at Edmonton, and Grof was the coach, and they talked about it, and Gary said to me, if the Leafs could swing something, would you come? And I said, I'll be there in 5 minutes. It doesn't take too long to get there.
Literally. I mean, if you make a couple lights.
Well, it wasn't much traffic. There wasn't much traffic back then, but that never happened. They obviously couldn't put the players together if they wanted. But, you know, it's all Maple Leafs, man. That's just what they are.
So, and that must be, it's such an ebb and flow for this team now. When you see a Marlowe in the summer, Paul, who was playing when you were last playing, and he spends 19 years, builds a life, builds a family in Northern California. They go to the final a year and a half ago, and he's not even a Toronto guy, Saskatchewan guy, and he says, I love what I see. That's not happening 5 years ago. A Patrick Marleau, that's not happening 3 years ago. A Patrick Marleau is not making that decision, right?
Well, it might have a little bit to do with the structure from the top on down, and a lot to do with number 34. I mean, you got a great player there that things are going to even get better. You've got great structure from the top down. So, I mean, why would you not want to come? But as for 4 or 5 years ago, yeah, I mean, it was somewhat in turmoil. But they seem to be right in the ship right now. They're doing a great job. And, you know, you talk, my kids are, you know, Leaf fans. We talk about it all the time. And I'm like, why not to put pressure on this team or anybody, but why can't Toronto win a cup in the next year or so? Why not? There's teams that come out of nowhere. There's teams that finish eighth place that come out of nowhere. We all know what could have happened a bunch of years ago when they blew that lead to the Boston Bruins, and I think they were going to play Florida the next round.
The Rangers. They would have got the Rangers, but it would have been a good series. Yeah.
That's right, Rangers and Florida. But they would have went through them. I mean, anyway, there's good things on the horizon here in Edmonton. You know, I believe there's good things there too. It's unfortunate. I don't know if Talbot's playing tonight. You have to have goaltending. Toronto's had a little bit of inconsistency early on, but Anderson's been playing fantastic as of late. And that's what carries your team.
It's been great talking to the great Paul Coffey. Before we let you go, because you mentioned like you're a Toronto guy, and now that's your team. Leafs Oilers final. Where are you leaning, Paul?
Well, I wouldn't say it's my team. It's a team. Oh. If they're playing, I cheer for them to win. I like Pittsburgh. I like Edmonton. I like all the other teams I play for. But hey, why not a Leaf Oilers final? Why can't you get two Canadian teams in there? That'd be pretty great. Tough to get a ticket, but it'd be nice to watch. That's for sure.
You'll find it. It might cost you a new car, but you know. Some things are worth paying for.
I got to give a little plug to my Kia store. I've partnered with Plaza Auto Group, a guy by the name of Robert Stein. Great guy, and good things ahead. And if anybody wants to buy a Kia, come on up to Bolton.
We hear you're selling more cars than John Elway was when he had like 13 dealerships in Colorado. Like you're out distancing him 2-1. I'm not surprised.
Come on, he won more cups than
that's right.
Than
Elway won Super
Absolutely.
Bowls. Yeah.
Great talking to you, Paul.
I've thrown more touchdowns than him too. Okay, guys, thanks.